Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play some music nominated for American Music Awards. We also take a look at Roma culture in New York City. But first, we talk about the winner of a major writing prize. The Swedish Academy in Stockholm on Thursday named Mo Yan winner of the 2012 Nobel Prize in Literature. The Academy praised the Chinese writer for what it called his hallucinatory realism. It noted his ability to combine folk stories, history, and modern events in his works. An Academy official said Mr. Mo said he was overjoyed and scared when he learned he had won the award. He will receive his Nobel diploma, a medal, and more than $1 million at a ceremony in Stockholm in December. Mo Yan is a leading author of modern Chinese novels. He often writes from memories of his youth. He also sets many of his stories in the area where he was born, Shandong Province in northeastern China. Mr. Mo's 1987 book, Red Sorghum, is an example. It is about the extreme violence in rural eastern China during the Communist Revolution in the 1920s and 1930s. The story describes the criminal culture of the time, Japan's occupation, and the terrible conditions faced by farm workers. Red Sorghum was later made into a movie. Mo Yan's other major works include Big Breasts and Wide Hips, Republic of Wine, and Life and Death Are Wearing Me Out. The Royal Swedish Academy compared him to two 20th century writers, American William Faulkner and Colombia's Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Mo Yan is 57. His real name is Guan Moy. Mo Yan means don't speak. The writer said he chose the name to remember to stop his tongue from getting him in trouble. Only one other Chinese language writer has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Gao Xingjian was honored in 2000. However, he had been living in France for some time, and China banned his books because they were critical of the Chinese government. But China is celebrating the victory of this native son. Minutes after the award was announced, millions of Chinese expressed pleasure and pride for Mo Yan on social media websites. They are known by many names, including gypsies and travelers, but they favor the name Roma. They are among the most widely spread and least understood ethnic groups on earth. Faith Lapidus looks at Romani culture and its influences in New York City. Thousands of the world's estimated 12 million Roma live in that city.
Romani music and celebration were heard and seen at the Drome nightclub recently. The club was the center of the three-week-long New York Gypsy Festival. The festival presents the musical cultures of a people who moved north from India about 1,000 years ago. They settled mainly in southern and eastern Europe, the Balkans, and present-day Russia. Producer Mehmet Dede says the festival is aimed at those who, like him, are gypsy at heart.
I would like to think that in New York City we are all a little bit of gypsy.
The Roma have been influenced by the lands in which they have lived. Similarly, New York City has been influenced by the immigrant groups that moved there, including the Roma. Ismail Luminovsky leads the New York Gypsy All-Stars musical group. He sees himself as a cultural ambassador.
By playing Romani music, I want to offer the New York audience a very free way of looking at music, of expressing the feelings at the moment.
The gypsy spirit seems to work for New York's downtown music scene.
It's kind of like a European blues.
They can feel music and you feel that they love playing.
Petra Gelbart teaches non-Roma the Romani language, dances, and music. And she corrects misinformation.
We're not nomadic for the most part. We are people who have been settled for hundreds of years or have certainly been trying to settle and get jobs.
Roma have long considered themselves outsiders. They have been treated as a dirty, dishonest people in many countries. Throughout history, Roma have experienced extreme discrimination. Nazi forces murdered an estimated 500,000 Roma during World War II. Today, anti-Roma violence is increasing in Western and Southern Europe. Even in the United States, some Roma fear prejudice. Petra Gelbart's mother worked at a bank.
She just wasn't going to tell people that she's a gypsy because, as she put it, the minute something goes missing, who do you think they're going to blame?
Still, many New York Roma are proud to continue traditions Roma are known for, like fortune-telling. Roma dancer Pirauska Ratz says, despite globalization, there will always be Roma.
Keeping the important things alive, you know, love and generosity, sharing with family, music and the other arts.
On Tuesday, singer Christina Aguilera announced nominations for the American Music Awards. Laurel Bowman has music from some of the nominated performers.
Was anyone surprised to hear the name Justin Bieber during the nominations for Favorite Male Pop Rock Artist? Probably not. The 18-year-old singer has only made 3 albums, but all have gone platinum, meaning sales of more than 1 million copies. In fact, his first album went double platinum. Justin Bieber's latest release is Believe. It came out in June. The single Boyfriend entered Billboard magazine's Hot 100 chart at number 2.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance or you'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe, swipe, swipe on you. Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me, but I know about you. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, swipe.
I like to be everything you want. Hey girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
Justin Bieber's Believe was nominated for an American Music Award as Favorite Pop Rock Album. Another nominee is Nicki Minaj's album Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. Nicki Minaj is known for her wild clothing, colorful hairstyles, and exciting performances. The first single and video from Roman Reloaded is no exception. A green-haired Minaj dances on a beach and in the ocean, wearing only a small, bright pink bikini.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say, what they gonna say? Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. That's like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, on, let's go get it down. The sound, on, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3? Leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give a
I'm on the floor. Like it's been, get on the floor, floor, like it's your life.
several musicians were honored with nominations for Favorite Artist in the Alternative Rock Group. Gautier was certainly expected. The Australian's hit song, Somebody That I Used to Know, went to number one on the Hot 100 chart. It also won several awards and was covered on the American television series Glee.
Now and then I think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember.
Linkin Park were also nominated as Favorite Alternative Rock Artist. El Camino, Black Keys' most recent record, came out in 2011. Linkin Park has already won more than 40 music awards in the group's 16-year career. Its latest album, Living Things, came out in June and is already rated gold. We leave you now with Linkin Park performing Castle of Glass from the album Living Things.
Take me down to the river bend. Take me down to the fighting end. Wash the poison from off my skin. Show me how to be whole again. Fly me up on a silver wave. Where the sirens sing, warm me up in a